The Emmys had nearly 22 million viewers back in 2000, a level it's unlikely ever to hit again given the vast and fractured entertainment environment. The Emmys telecast rotates every year between the four broadcast networks. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The figure includes viewership on CBS and its Paramount Plus streaming service. On this day after Pope Leo's 70th birthday, Chicago's Insight Hospital and Medical Center has dedicated a plaque commemorating the pontiff's birth at the facility when it was called Mercy Hospital. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 60s. On Tuesday, sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wednesday, pretty much a carbon copy across the area. Right now, it's 64.
Inside. Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your dreams, the one. them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase. She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
People of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Man. across the nation. Such a strange vibration, people in motion. There's a whole generation with a new explanation.
Oh,
WRJN.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
You're so- other girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing will make an appearance on Tuesday in court. Discord provided chats to CBS News that appear to show the suspect allegedly confessing to a friend group that he killed Kirk. Friends of the slain conservative activists have been calling out political violence. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans has more.
Vice President J.D. Vance took over his late friend's radio show.
There was no civility in the celebration of political assassination.
Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller.
It is a vast domestic terror movement.
Miller said that, quote, in Charlie's name, the administration would dismantle and destroy left-wing organizations they claim are encouraging, inspiring, and funding violence. But he offered no evidence to support that claim.
President Trump has signed an order for what he calls a, quote, Memphis Safe Task Force. This paves the way for National Guard troops to enter Memphis. CBS's Nicole Valdez says it's not clear how soon boots will be on the ground.
President Trump didn't say just how soon we could see troops in Memphis. He did say the effort will include more than just the National Guard. Other agencies like the FBI, ATF, even the U.S. Marshals are too being tapped for this new task force.
A flag-raising flap is unfurling in Illinois. WBBM Radio's Rachel Pearson says the mayor of a Chicago suburb is defying a presidential order to keep flags at half-staff.
Aurora Mayor John Lash directed the city to raise its flags back up after 9/11, insisting that lowering them should only be reserved for national tragedies or historic leaders. The move sparked pushback from a local Republican chairman who went around town lowering flags at several city buildings. Lash says city crews are now checking municipal properties and will restore flags to full staff where needed.
President Trump heads to the UK for his second state visit. CBS's Stacey Lynn is at the White House with what we can expect from the trip.
A new science and technology partnership that will include billions of dollars in new investments. A nuclear energy deal that will focus on achieving full independence from Russian nuclear fuel by 2028. And advances in defense technology cooperation.
A Wall Street Journal report says toxic fumes can leak from jet engines into the cabin. CBS News found Airbus accounted for about 61% of incidents last year. CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more.
Nearly all commercial jets bleed fresh air from the engines. It's then fed through an air conditioner and into the cabin. But if an engine seal fails, oil and other potentially toxic particles can be released. Association of Flight Attendants President Sarah Nelson.
Every aircraft should really have the filtration system on it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Girl is making its Broadway return.
Producers say they're working on a revival of 1981's Dreamgirls, which ran for 4 years and won 6 Tony Awards, including one for Jennifer Holliday. Opening night is scheduled for fall of 2026. No word on the cast, but producers say they'll hold auditions for talented women of all shapes and sizes in New York, L.A., Chicago, and other cities in the U.S. and around the world. The 2006 movie adaptation of Dreamgirls starred Beyoncé and won Jennifer Hudson an Oscar. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Serena and Venus Williams are launching a podcast on X, debuting Wednesday. It's called Stockton Street, named after the street they grew up on in Compton. It's set to air every 2 weeks. The first episode was appropriately filmed at the Arthur Ashe Stadium. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
W-R-J-N.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 60s. On Tuesday, sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wednesday, pretty much a carbon copy across the area. Right now, it's 64.
Something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind.